Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, it's the last home game of the season at Petco, and our hosts Jesse Agler and Randy Jones know the weird start time might have some effect on the game.
Does that mean there'll be sun balls? Lose them in the lights? Lose them in the sun? Well, I don't know.
Shadows. That's what we'll talk about.
And this being the last home game of the season, it's also the last time Randy Jones will see his buddy the Friar at Petco this year.
It's a good thing he's got some friends around here. I don't know who he's hanging out with.
Is he staying with you?
He didn't call me.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Randy Jones.
Home game number 81. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
End of the line, baby.
That's terrible.
End of the line. 2015 at Petco Park ends in a few hours.
It does.
That's a bummer. Welcome to Padres Social Hour. Now that I've got you thoroughly depressed, let's talk baseball for an hour. We're at the AMR studio here at Petco Park. Final home game coming up at 3:40 this afternoon. Ian Kennedy, who started the home opener, will start the final home game. The home closer, I guess, if you will.
That's unusual.
Sure. No, it's totally random and meaningless, and there's absolutely nothing to it. It's just a thing. It's October, man. Playing October baseball.
Yeah, it's exciting.
No, a little bit different. A little bit different.
Yeah, well, it's not so much here, but in other towns.
Right, but it is October, I guess, is what I was saying. October 1st, so we are playing October baseball.
It is October baseball.
It is. Well, it's crazy that it's October. It's crazy that it's home game 81. And it's crazy, too, I found out. This is your last time with me on this show this season.
That's correct, sir.
I just blooper dropped that on me right before we started.
Man.
You got me all
because
bummed out.
Saturday, you're going to be in L.A.
Saturday, I'm going to be at Dodger Stadium.
Playing the Dodgers?
Yeah. First time broadcasting a game there Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't gotten one in the last couple of years. Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
That's cool.
Kind of a thing. You know, it's a cool new thing. And then Monday for the big wrap-up show, you're gone.
I'm gone.
You're on a hunting trip or something, I understand.
Well, no, just a little vacation with the wife. Hunting trip's the following week.
Got it. That's smart. See, that's a veteran move. Yeah.
Take care of mama first that first week. The second week, oh, by the way, I'm going hunting.
Because none of us really have seen our families in the last 7 months. And so that first moment after the season ends, you take her on a nice vacation.
It's definitely a veteran move.
That is a veteran move. You know what? I got to be taking notes. Can we talk after the show and I get more tips from you?
Oh, man. Because I've made all the mistakes, so I can tell you what not to do and what to do.
That's what you call veteran experience right there. All right, so we got a fun show for you. It's not going to be as fun as yesterday. Yesterday, Cody Decker was right here, and he did all of this, and it was very good. Credit to Cody Decker, man. He handled this.
I loved it. I watched it, and he did a good job.
He did a really nice job.
It was just rare to see a guy in a uniform.
Very
in
weird.
In that chair.
Very weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cody, not the normal guy in a baseball clubhouse.
What do you mean? You mean he's not a starter? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
What are you?
That's not what I meant at all. I meant like he's a different guy, and I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, yeah. He's a bubble out of plum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What now?
Bubble out of plum, you know.
No, I never heard that one.
Well, you know, a level has a little little bubble
the
on
bubble.
It.
The bubble, yeah.
He's a bubble out.
Got
he's
it.
A bubble.
Yeah, he ain't level.
That's right.
I see what you're saying. I like that one. I haven't heard that before. So, you know, he did an awesome job. He was entertaining. He was funny. He was engaging. We had like 100 people standing around watching. So today is not going to be that day. We have one guy.
Yeah, one guy.
We have one guy. Yeah. And we appreciate you very much. But it's so my point is today is going to be sort of back to normal. No crazy Cody Decker mania. But Dave Roberts is going to come by.
Cool. I love that.
The Padre bench coach who is going to be inducted into the Breitbart Hall of Fame at the San Diego Hall of Champions.
I just congratulated him about 15 minutes ago about that.
Well, now you're going to get another opportunity to do
that. He didn't mention that.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal to him, obviously, coming by Padre Social Hour. So Doc will come by, Dave Roberts. Also, last home game of the season, one of the big things at Petco Park this year, in all seriousness, has been the new video board.
I agree.
And it's just completely changed the experience here for fans. And so Matt Coy, our buddy from the office, who oversees that department, is going to come by. And we're going to talk to him and sort of reflect on the year in SD and HD. So we're going to have some fun with him.
Because I think they really had a lot of fun over there in Padre Productions.
They have a lot of fun.
They did a good job.
They have more fun than anybody else in the building.
Yeah. I want to hear about the ones that didn't make the board.
Oh, I like that. The outtakes.
Yeah. There's
things that they were like, this is going to be so good, and then they're like, yeah, we can't use that.
Can we sell that video?
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good thing. So he'll come by a little bit later as well, and we'll have some fun. I guess we'll talk about last night's 5-0 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. But I do want to get to an injury update right off the bat here. So let's do our AMR injury report. And two nights ago, it was Matt Kemp leaving the game with a finger injury. Last night, it was Justin Upton leaving the game in the top of the first with what looked like a pretty scary, sort of situation. Anytime you go head first into a wall, you're never entirely comfortable with what could come out of that. It sounds like kind of a best case scenario. Josh Stein, assistant general manager for the Padres, said before the game this afternoon, before batting practice this afternoon, you can go ahead and put that up. Thank you. He's doing better. He responded to all of the tests well. He's got some soreness in the neck. They've got treatment. He's got rest. No timetable for his return. So maybe he does play again this season. No loss of consciousness, no concussion, and he passed all of the major tests. So as scary looking as it was, it's just some, soreness.
I'm sure he's going to be all right, but, when you bang into a wall like that, twofold, just the angle, trying to get that ball there, And the one thing, I don't know if you've ever done this, Jesse, but when you're wearing a baseball cap and you got that little beanie on the top, and you bang that.
Sharp.
I'm telling you, it's metal. And if you go head first on that, first thing that hurts is where that little beanie, that little button hits you in the top of the head. That hurts.
Yeah.
And then plus, compressing your neck like that down on your spine, that's probably a little bit of a stiff neck today. And that's a concern. But my first thought is, I know how bad that hurts on the top of your head. Man, that hurts.
Do you know what the official term for that button is on top of the caps?
Nah.
It has an actual name.
What is it?
I'm one of the few losers that probably know that. It's called a squatchy.
Really?
Yeah. It's called a squatchy. Little trivia for you.
Squatchy.
Yeah, the little button on top of the caps.
Has it been named a squatchy all my life? And
I don't know that, actually. I can research that for you. But I know that it is called a squatchy, although I don't know when the term came in vogue.
Okay.
So I'll put blooper on that.
Thanks,
all right,
blooper.
So good news, all things considered, for Justin Upton, and no timetable, as we said. So with four games left, including today, and he's not in the starting lineup today, maybe we see him over the weekend against the Dodgers. Maybe not. I don't know. I would say if there's any soreness whatsoever over the weekend, there's no reason for him to play.
I agree.
There's just not. You don't mess around with that.
Yeah, but if he feels better and he wants some at-bats, before the end of the season, then, hey, we'll see him in the lineup.
Yeah. Very, very true. All right, so that's the AMR Injury Report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical response team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amr-sandiego.com, amr-sandiego.com. So there you go. Justin Upton news, Matt Kemp news. That's the injury report. I want to update one other thing that was a big deal yesterday. The bees before the game, they're gone now. There were bees that had sort of come on top of the camera behind on the screen behind home plate.
Right.
And they did not want to leave. We had to shop vac them out, and they got them. And there was still some hanging around, my understanding is, throughout the game, but they're gone now. The bees have been eradicated.
It seemed like
from
that maybe
Park.
Like once a year, somewhere along the line, even at the Murph, that used to happen.
That is correct.
And it's happened here a couple of times. So.
Yes.
Good to get that eradicated.
You're an outdoorsman. I heard that there's something with desert winds and all of that that could have something to do with it. Do you know anything about that?
No.
The bee migrations?
The bee, they either show up or they don't show up. That's okay. All I know about bees, That's it.
They either sting you or they don't.
That's right.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Dave Roberts, the Padre bench coach, will join us live here on Padre Social Hour. As your hometown pet retailer, speaking of animals and bees, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Take a break. Come back. Dave Roberts right after this.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padre Social Hour presented by United, home game number 81 here at Petco Park. Back at the AMR studio with Randy Jones, I'm Jesse Agler, and we're very happy, honored, pleased, excited to be joined by Padre bench coach Dave Roberts. Doc, appreciate you coming down before the game for all the obvious reasons, but want to congratulate you, too. We found out this week you're going to be inducted into the Breitbart Hall of Fame at the Hall of Champions here in San Diego coming up in February, so congrats.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. This is it was a surprising honor, but to have my roots here and to play high school football here, then go to UCLA and come back, play for the Padres, coach for the Padres, and you know, be kind of entrenched in this community, it was a huge honor for sure. Thank you.
I can't believe you did not mention one thing about doing a little bit of radio for the Padres.
and that's kind of the highlight.
That's got to be the top.
So that'll be at the top of my speech.
Yeah, well, we're working with partners. You and Darren Smith. We did a little pregame together.
Are you asking that he lead with that in the acceptance speech at the?
I always like to pick on the left hander when I can.
That's okay.
Hey, congratulations!
Thanks.
Breitbart Hall of Fame. Great to have you in there with us.
Absolutely. Thank
honored
you,
to have you.
Good company. Great
good
company.
Stuff. Yeah.
That is very cool, though. And I mean, I imagine when you did return to San Diego first, you know, as a player, when you came back to the Padres, to get the opportunity to play and now eventually coach in your hometown, that's got to be near the top of the list as far as cool things go.
Yeah, it is. I think that, you know, I remember going to the Hall of Champions when I was in high school and, you know, seeing all the inductees and, you know, playing my last high school football game at Qualcomm and, you know, and just hear about all these people being inducted every year and just kind of not really expecting anything and for it to kind of be presented in front of you is kind of overwhelming, really. And you look at the long list of past inductees, it's a special, special group. So, yeah.
That'll be fun. I love that.
Yes, it will. You'll
be
there?
Dinner. I'll be there.
Okay. It's in February. Mark it on your calendar now.
I always do.
Your hunting trips. I know.
Yeah, exactly. No hunting, golf, no excuses left.
Gentlemen, I will be there.
All right, good.
I'd be honored to.
We'll make sure that RJ is there. This season for the Padres obviously didn't go the way I think most of us envisioned that it would go, and it is sort of that reflective time of year at this point. When you do take some time to look back at this 2015 season, how are you going to look at it?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question. I think that you know, obviously going into this season, there was a lot of optimism, and you know, the things that you know, from management to ownership and what AJ and his staff did, accruing all this talent. I think that I was just as excited as everybody, and with the prospects of this season, and obviously it didn't play out the way it all envisioned. And that's the beautiful thing about this game is that you just really never know. You know, that's why you play 162 games. And I think there's a lot of growth with players and relationship building. And you'd like to think that you can put a bunch of talent and it can just gel and mesh and equate to 95 wins and a postseason berth. But it's not that simple. You know, there's some guys that had some really nice years. And there's some positives. But I think that the detail, there's some things that we got to clean up and be more consistent. And baseball is a tough game, Jesse and RJ, as you well know. So there's a lot of good pieces still here, obviously, and speaking probably at a turn that will probably be back, you know, a lot of the pieces. You know, so I think that we got a lot of work to do, but, you know, we can always try to get better.
Yeah, but you see a little bit of potential, I think. You know,
absolutely.
Overall, we picked up a few more pieces to that puzzle.
Yeah.
And, you know, AJ, obviously there can be a lot of moves, a lot of decisions made during the offseason, you know, but that's what you got to continue to try to improve and,
yeah.
You know. I mean, like, the whole idea is like the pitching, you know, really wasn't as good this year as it was last year. You know, it's obvious after watching 6 months of baseball, you know. And they got to pick it up a little bit, and it'd have been a completely different year. But, I mean, there's a lot of those little pieces that they got to fit together.
Yeah, they do. And I think that, you know, if you look back at games that, you know, you lose some games that you thought you should have won or should have won and didn't play well against some of the teams that you should have, you should have played better against. And again, that's baseball. But I think the difference, the gap between where we're at right now and a postseason berth, we're not too far off. And as Randy mentioned, you know, the pieces are there. And there's a lot of a good nucleus there with very, very talented baseball players. So, you know, I know AJ is going to be working tirelessly this winter, we expect big things next year.
The gelling thing is so interesting, and it's a conversation I think we all have a million times, but it will be interesting, you know, looking next year at how different maybe that all is than what it is this year. What's the offseason like for Dave Roberts? We're getting there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, just kind of get reacquainted with the family, and, you know, it's interesting. You watching the postseason and watching players and really – you know, now with media, there's so much going on, and you're always kind of in tune with baseball. But a lot of it is just being back with my family, taking a trip to Europe, and
Squash a few grapes.
Squash a few grapes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, huh? With the winery, do some of that stuff. Absolutely. But you know what, Jesse? It's kind of baseball now is year round, and I know that you know, AJ and his staff, they just work, and you know, they rely on us a lot of our opinion on stuff, so we're kind of always in the loop, and I make my way down here to the ballpark too.
I got a question. You know, all year long I watch you guys. You're on the bench, right?
Yeah.
How come you and Pat never sit on the bench?
You're always standing. You never sit on the bench.
You know what?
What's up?
That's a good.
I don't get it.
That's very perceptive, RJ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing I should really see from up in the press box is the back of your head and the back of Pat's head.
Yeah. That's all I see. Unfortunately, I wear a hat because you got a little thinning in the back. But,
you never sit down.
Yeah, you know
what's
what?
Up?
I guess we like to be as close to the action as possible. And you know, the catcher relationship with us, we're just trying to make sure I'm in eyes view of him, eyesight of him. But, you know, Darren's a little lonely. You know, I guess we got to kind of sit.
I mean,
we should have sat on the bench.
He's
got
to find somebody to talk to because you guys don't share the love.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I kind of feel guilty now, so I got to spend a little bit more time. So, you know what? Today, I'm gonna try to make a point to spend a little bit more time sitting next to Darren Balsley.
At least one out.
At least one. I can promise you that.
Third of an inning.
A third of an inning. Okay.
Darren Balsley gets a third of an inning.
I love that, man. That's good stuff.
How much conversation between you and Pat Murphy and the rest of the staff, and not even just this year, just generally speaking, is taking place sort of between innings? Because I think that's when we all start paying attention to other stuff. So we see the shots on you guys on TV, you know, during the inning. We can look down and see you guys a little bit during the inning. But then in between innings, we're watching the video board or there's a commercial on TV, whatever. How much of that does that dialogue continue between innings, or is it more?
Yeah, you know what? That's good. It's more. I think that it's not necessarily the dialogue between coaches, which it is, and I think that we kind of bounce things off each other in the game and talking about players, but also in between innings, we do a lot of talking to the players. And, you know, this is a guy that might be on the bench and a certain situation just happened, and we kind of go and talk to that player about that certain situation, or Murph might – and Darren might talk to the starting pitchers that aren't throwing that day and talk about a certain way to attack a hitter. We talk about other players and what they're doing. And, you know, there's been numerous times where, you know, Spangenberg or Jankowski have been on the bench and I pulled them aside during the end and say, hey, make sure you watch Denard Span or Inciarte, the way they're taking their at-bats and the approach that they have or their leads. And that kind of stuff a lot of times takes place during – in between innings.
Really cool.
I love that.
That's
the
stuff I find most
really
interesting.
Stuff.
All right, we sort of alluded to the winery, Red Stitch, going well?
Yeah, it's going well. We just released our 2012 Cabernet, so that's fun. We're almost sold out. People can get it on redstitchwine.com. So it's great. It's for me, it's something that it's something I have a passion for. It's a nice diversion from baseball, but you know, my time is taken up so much with baseball. But it's just fun to kind of have on the side, and it's great.
It's not a bad hobby. Not a bad hobby.
Not a bad hobby.
Padres bench coach Dave Roberts, appreciate you coming down. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame induction coming up in February, and appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Love
absolutely.
Love
our pleasure. Dave Roberts, San Diego sports legend and Padre bench coach. At Evans Tire and Service Centers, buy two select tires, get two free with quality name brand tires in 16 convenient locations. Why shop anywhere else? Visit EvansTire.com, home of the buy two, get two. Thanks again to Dave Roberts. We'll be back. More Social Hour right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Thanks to Doc Roberts for
That's
coming
great.
By.
Yeah. I love Doc.
2016 Breitbart Hall of Fame inductee. That'll come up in February. Hall of Champions. What a cool guy, man. He's just...
I thought we were... You know, we were doing radio together. I thought we were instrumental in getting him back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
We convinced him that he really should be back on the field.
He's like, I want no part of this.
That's right.
He's like,
right. We did him a favor.
He's
really
like,
did.
I'm out of here. I can't deal with this nonsense anymore.
This is craziness. I can't do this.
Yeah, no, he's smart. He made the right decision.
I agree.
There's no doubt. And he's got that Red Stitch wine, too. Delicious, by the way. So that's awesome, man. Cool guy, and always fun to catch up with him. We appreciate him coming down. Yeah, you know, we should say that. Like all year, right, we've had players. And forget Cody for a moment from yesterday. That's its own category.
Who?
Of insane.
Yeah,
Decker. But, you know, all year, right, players and coaches coming down. So this show is on usually like an hour and a half before the game starts.
Right.
And so it's after batting practice. So they've done their BP thing. But it is preparation time. You know, that time between the end of batting practice and the start of the game for these guys is valuable. You know, and you're sort of getting into the zone. You're doing whatever you're doing. You're stretching. You're eating. You're just getting ready to play or to coach. And for these guys all season long to take their time to come down here, you know, and mess around with us for a couple of minutes, much appreciated. That's very cool from these guys. They don't have to do that.
They need to do it more often, in my opinion. You know, blooper, if you guys can't handle that, if you need some help.
Wow.
you know, I can shame him into coming down with us.
Thanks for letting me know that at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's good. Last home game. Hey, I'm happy to help.
Hey.
Happy to help.
You know, and hopefully by next April you'll forget.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, he'll forget. He'll forget by next week. Forget next April. All right. Hey, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but as you said, last home game of the year. Everybody knows by now. If you want to tweet the show, just use the hashtag PadresSH. The hashtag is PadresSH. That's how you get in touch on
after
Twitter.
After 400 shows, you think they'd know that by now.
That's right. By bloopers count, yesterday was the 400th show in the history of Padres Social Hour.
I mean, after 400 shows, they should know how to get a hold of us.
Well, last year, I don't know that we used the hashtag quite as much as we do this year. So this year, we've really pushed it
hard. Yeah, you pushed it hard.
400 episodes of Padres Social Hour.
Mm.
Yeah. And, wow. And like six of them have been pretty good. Pretty good.
Which ones were those?
Oh, you know, there was yesterday. And then there was, you know what? There was one back in July that I thought was really outstanding.
Yeah,
you remember that
I
one.
Do remember that.
Yeah,
one,
no, of course. Mid-June, that was like a pretty good show.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, so yeah, by bloopers unofficial count, yesterday was the 400th episode in the history of Padres Social Hour. All right, so let's get out to Twitter. We start with an easy one from Joe in Vegas, and he likes your shirt, Randy. He wants to know where he can get it.
Right here, Padre Store.
There you go. You got it here.
Yeah.
Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama.
Baseball shirt.
In the back of it is called Caught Looking.
Oh.
There's a back to it.
Oh.
You haven't seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, man, come on.
Okay, yeah, let's check out the back of the Tommy Bahama shirt. Oh, so it's a woman, and she has caught you looking. That's the idea. I get it. So there's a baseball pun in there. Caught looking. Caught looking. Now, I just got a quick look. She appears to be a right-handed pitcher.
Hey, I can't control what they put on the back of a Tommy Bahama shirt,
okay? All right. I'm just
come
saying,
on
I'm
now.
Surprised you didn't look for a left-handed.
I
maybe
did.
Take it to the tailor, have them switch arms.
You know I mentioned it.
That's awesome. So there you go, Joe. Available right here at the Padres store.
Yes, yes.
At Petco Park. Amy comments on yesterday's show. Hey, Cody hosting was like caviar. A little bit is divine, but no one can binge on it all day. I like that because we were sort of saying, hey, you know, today's not going to be as fun, not going to be as exciting as yesterday. And she's saying, hey, it's like caviar. You can't have caviar every day or it's not special anymore.
Yeah, I went and gave him $5 in the clubhouse. I thought he did a good job.
$5 or a high five?
A high five.
Okay.
I wouldn't give him a dime. He wasn't that good.
By the way, do we pay him for that? How does that work? He did do a show. Blooper, are you paying him?
No.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That's nice. Guy spends just like, you know, the last
nice
9
job.
Years in the minor leagues toiling away. You're not going to throw him $50 bucks?
How about a Petco gift certificate or something?
There you go.
He was saying he got his first big league check the day before.
That's true.
Oh, there you go.
That's a fun envelope to open, I
imagine. That's got to be a great one.
That's a fun envelope to open. All right. Meredith has a really serious hard-hitting questions today, by the way. More food talk. Meredith says, what should I eat for my last home game junk food feast? I always try to finish with something fatty and delicious. All right.
Wow.
I'll assume she's here or she's going to be here. Now, I think you got to go courses. This would be my opinion.
I would multitask.
Yes.
I would hit two or three spots, maybe four spots.
All right, so we got to get some RJ's barbecue in
there.
Yeah,
get some RJ
grill. What would you recommend from the grill?
Probably, you know, I might go with the pulled pork sliders.
Okay.
It's, you know, light with some, you know, homemade fresh chips.
Because we're eating a lot of stuff here, so
right.
You don't want to just, you don't want to go for that giant foot-long hot dog you've got, because then you're down
no,
for the
no,
count.
No, no, yeah.
You're done.
Full.
You're finished.
You know.
So the pulled pork sliders, you say.
Pulled pork sliders, you might even share them with a friend and just keep that appetite so as you move around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so you got that. That's a nice place to start. That's a good appetizer.
That's exactly right.
I like that. Main course, you got all the – everybody knows the options here, right? I mean, you can go anywhere you want. Dessert, I'm going to say get one of those ice cream sandwiches at Baked Bear.
Wow.
With the cookies and the ice cream in the
middle.
That's
beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about. So that way you've got three good options. As I said, only the most hard-hitting of questions. Here, we got one that's a little bit more hard-hitting. From East Village Times, who I got to meet last week, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Very nice guy. But he's a big fan of the show. He's always tweeting at us. East Village Times tweets, any announcement on the future of the show? I assume Jesse will be too busy to host in 2016. No.
By the way, congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
Being the one of our broadcasters next year.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to that. No announcement on the future of the show yet.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We'll let everybody know. You know where to find us.
Maybe I should host it.
You want to?
Maybe.
You want to do this?
Let's talk about that.
It's like 400 shows a year. Or
no,
200,
it's not.
200 a year.
Seth, listen to him. Huh?
You want this job?
I don't know.
Cody Decker.
No, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Do I have to wear my uniform?
No. Well, I mean, at least once.
Okay.
At least once.
I'll do it.
Do you still have a full uniform at least?
I do. I do have a few of them.
A few of them. Pants and everything?
Well, remember, I'm
stirrups?
I'm in spring training every year.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I've got all those.
No, I meant from, like, when you played.
No, oh, no, that won't fit anymore, son. That's not going to work. I don't weigh 175 anymore.
All right. What are you, like, 185 now? You look good, man.
I might be pushing it, you know.
You look good. I think you could get into it.
No.
All right, fine. Hey, I also want to send a very special welcome to Colin and Mason. They're hanging out with us here today.
Good job, guys.
Fan Rewards Month, and they decided they wanted to hang out with us, so they're gonna chill. They're going to watch the show. Did they wave for the camera?
They did.
Okay, good. And then they get to watch the game, and we'll give them some Fryer funds as well so they can get Baked Bear or whatever else. All right, last night, a 5-0 loss to the Brewers. Zach Davies, the pitcher for the Brewers, he was impressive. I mean, little guy, 88, little sink, little slide, change up.
I didn't like that, Jesse.
You weren't impressed?
Are you kidding me? That's a right-handed Randy Jones right
I was going to say.
You know, kind of threw it a little bit harder than I did, but, you know. I made a living out of doing that right there.
Last couple nights, some impressive starts from a couple young guys for the Brewers.
Yeah, and young, you know, 22, 25 years old. He's, and I think the kid today is 25 that's pitching for him. Mm-hmm. You know, overall, you know, you got to take a look at that young talent. And like I say, you know, what I really like about him is you mix him in. You know, we're in an era of 94, 95, 96 yeah. miles an hour. And you put him in that third spot in the five-man rotation. Really hard for an opposing team to adjust.
That's a great point.
You know, and like last night, a lot of people on their front foot, and all that hitter has to do is move his hands that much with keeping the ball down and a little bit of sink, and that's a ground ball or a pop-up. And so, you know, I really like that whole idea. As long as he has command like Joyce did, you got to have good command and know the strike zone. And if you execute it like he has, you know, that this last start and the one before that, he only gave up two hits in six innings and one. So if you can do that, I think that's a nice little spot, you know, in the rotation, a five-man rotation. You slip him in there, and it's really hard for the opposing team to make the adjustment for one game.
It's a great point. It's a great point because he's that much different than pretty much everybody else that you're going to see.
I mean, cause, you know, like you said, the changeup or, you know, I just varied, but, you know, like, but, you know, all of a sudden 78 to, you know, 72, you know, 83. I mean, it's when you start doing that and you're throwing strikes with it and you got late movement, it's really hard to, you know, for a hitter to square up on something.
It's a great point. On the other side, you know, Cash started out. It was all good, man. He's striking guys out. He's getting through innings and then one bad inning and it got away from him. That's not the first time this year, not just Cash, this entire pitching staff. It seems like so many times this season there's been a single inning that is like undone a game.
I agree. And it seems like most time why it gets compounded, it's in the first three. Innings is where they have that. They lose that release point. And in Cashner in the fifth inning, I thought he made some mistakes over the middle of the plate that he wasn't doing the first five. You know, and that's just baseball. You know, but also, like I say, when you're struggling having the kind of year that Andrew Cashner has, it's hard to stay positive and confident. You know, he needs to take some time off this offseason, recharge the batteries, and come back in January with a vengeance and get ready for a new year.
I think you could see a renewed, refreshed, rejuvenated – ready to go Andrew Cashner next year.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, knowing him the way we know him. Hey, a positive from yesterday, bottom of the eighth inning, Rocky Gale in his first big league start collects hit number one in his major league career. A lot of talk in the last couple of weeks about Cody Decker and about Jay Jackson and about the amount of time those guys spent in the minor leagues. Rocky Gale, same kind of situation. Not a young guy. He's not 21, 22. He just went down at Triple A El Paso this year, did everything this club asked of him, and last night, first major league hit.
Yeah, that's really cool. Great to see. And a memory you never forget, you know. And then, you know, of course Alonzo throws out the fake ball. He's only done that about eight times this year, too.
Yeah, so. He's had a few opportunities. He's had a few opportunities. Yeah. So congratulations to Rocky Gale. That was very cool.
Cody Decker did hit into his first major league double play.
He did.
Yes.
It was an around-the-horn job. A little bit out in front.
Hey, come on now.
A little bit out in front.
We'll get it done. We got, four more games?
Four more games. And
gotta get him that first hit.
One of the things he said yesterday, he's very excited about Vin Scully being able to tell a story about
that's
him.
That's so cool.
I like that.
I love that, too. That's
awesome. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. We'll do a little bit more reminiscing on the year that was here at Petco Park. Matt Coy is going to join us. He owns the big video board in left field. He doesn't literally own it. He is in charge of it. So all the cool stuff that we've watched, a lot of pressure on the video board this year. He is it's his thing. It's his deal. So he's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the year that was.
Yeah, tweet us your questions, folks.
Yes, hashtag
what do you want to know?
PadresSH. What do you want to know about the big video board? That's a great point.
Yeah.
Tweet us your questions, and we'll get to a few of those. Petco Park will host its first college basketball game Saturday, December 5th, as part of the Bill Walton Basketball Festival. San Diego State Aztecs, USD Toreros will compete on an outdoor court on the infield here at Petco Park. Tickets are on sale now, Padres.com/bball, Padres.com/bball. That is one you do not want to miss. Very cool, unique, one of a kind. And hopefully El Nino cooperates. We'll take a break. When we come back, Matt Coy will join us to talk about the video board. Padres Social Hour, presented by United.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour, presented by United with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Final home game of the season, and we said this earlier, one of the coolest things about this season at Petco Park was the new video board.
Right.
And not just the structure itself, but also the things that were on it.
The content of the video board.
That's a buzzword.
It's imperative.
Yes. It is. Because otherwise, you just got a big scoreboard out, and then it's boring. Like, I don't know, Seattle. Not that I'm trying to throw stones at anybody, but
throw them under the bus.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. No, he can't say that. Matt Coy is here. He is the let me get the title right. Bloober, senior director, game day presentation.
That is it.
I nailed that.
Is that on your card?
Yes.
Wow.
It's actually two cards.
Card. Yeah.
Yeah. It goes around.
Goes around.
Yeah. Yeah. So Matt Coy is in charge of that whole operation. And first off, congratulations, man. Your first year here, with the big board. I imagine you guys are pretty pleased with the way this all turned out.
We are. I mean, the crew and myself and everybody above us that I've heard, really just everybody's happy. It's been a great year, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of new things tried out this year, and looking forward to a lot of new things in the future. So.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And the old baseball experience here, that video board's been an integral part of that whole thing this year at the ballpark. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you, Randy.
And yeah. I love seeing you guys running around over there. You're running around like a bunch of crazy guys during the game. I love that stuff.
Yes. Got a lot of crew members going all over the place, getting everything ready, prepared for all the fun things we do.
There's a lot of work that goes into that. That's probably something your average fan doesn't realize. I mean, there's an entire team of you guys during the games up in that control room. But then even before the games and on off days and when the team is on the road, it's kind of constant.
Pretty much it's a year-round operation. I mean, yes, we may take a little bit of time around Christmas, but, you know, as soon as tomorrow hits and this season is over, we're looking forward to next year and starting to plan just everything that we can think of, some fun brainstorming sessions, and see what we can come up with that'll top this year's entertainment.
I've got a feeling maybe an All-Star game might top this year.
That could be that a little bit of the process next year.
That might take
a little
more time to figure out.
We might be busy with our friends at MLB next year, too, so we might have double the work, but it's all
right.
That's
awesome. That's
great. It'll be a lot of fun. We got to go out to Cincinnati this year and experience what they did, and it was really amazing what, you know, just MLB brings to the ballpark when they show up for those couple weeks, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think everybody likes when the promotion, like the Star Wars promotion and those type of things, when you're putting the bodies on the heads, you know, for the lineups. You know, that was pretty cool.
Had some fun with that this year. I mean, the wrestling, the babies, the, you know, whatever. I mean, Cabbage Patch Kids, all the different things that we've done. You know, but Star Wars was great. I think we did 80s movie stars. I mean, but this last weekend with Star Wars, we definitely had a lot of fun. We all got into it. It was the end of the year, and, you know, last weekend, so let's all see, you know, how much fun we can have with
That's
it.
That's good.
Did you have a favorite of those, you know, sort of the themed nights up on the video board?
I'm not sure. I mean, every one is a blast because we always have a lot of fun trying to figure out what we want to do with it. I mean, the 80s throwback, way back Wednesdays this year, doing all those were definitely entertaining. I think when we did the baby photos, it was pretty good because, you know, really got a lot of play and you know, they just looked funny. I mean, the Reds Joey Votto baby photo was just hilarious. But all of the Star Wars stuff was a blast. And really taking any of the theme games, and we're trying to expand that even more next year. Hey, there you go,
there
Joey
you go.
Votto. He's got a lovely little puppy.
I mean, Brandon Phillips, that same game. Brandon Phillips put up an Instagram.
He loved it. He posted it. And then I think maybe the best one, though, we did all year, and I don't know if Blooper has it, is,
probably not. And if he does, he's not going to be able to access it quickly enough.
We played the Giants, and we did Matt Duffy and his 35-pound cat.
Yes.
On his headshot.
Yes.
And I got to say that
Skeeter, I believe, is the name of the
Skeeter,
cat.
Skeeter.
Yep, there you go.
Blooper's all over it. So, I mean, you know, look at that. I mean, we put him in a great leisure suit outfit.
Nice.
And then just that's him with his lovely little Skeeter. That's the cat, not so little.
The cat is real. But
that
the,
is a real picture of his cat.
And the outfit is obviously Photoshop. But that's actually what his cat looks like.
And if you read on the video board right below the headshots every game, we have Jeff Pratt on our team that does fun facts.
Yes.
And so this last time when we played the Giants, one of the fun facts for Matt Duffy, Skeeter lost 7 pounds.
Oh, he's
down
to
28. And, you know, he's looking a little thinner now.
Wow.
So it's good. But,
I mean,
yeah,
Petco tells us every night what we feed them matters. And obviously.
Exactly. There we go.
He was feeding cheeseburgers to Skeeter. And now.
Get off the cotton candy, cat.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. All right. So, do you have a highlight, you know, from this year for you? A thing that you maybe liked more than anything else, or a moment or anything?
I don't know. We had a lot of fun this year.
I mean,
definitely just recently with the Star Wars night. But even like opening week, I mean. There was a lot of fun just with all the different – the laser show was an amazing part to be a – amazing thing to be a part of. And then, I mean, really, probably the Way Back Wednesdays were the thing that we did enjoy the most. But, I mean, those big nights and, like, the post-game fireworks shows, stuff we did where the board integrated with everything else within the stadium, the ballpark, it was, you know, it was all great. I think I probably will go towards Star Wars night just because we were able to do – what we'd wanted to do all season, where the theme night was the whole game. As soon as you came in until you left, it was definitely themed Star Wars.
I can hardly wait till the seventh inning, eighth inning. You know what? You know, of course, we had Top Gun in the eighth.
Yep.
You know, I can hardly wait to see what's going on next year.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, I mean, that's sort of the natural question. You guys have set a pretty high bar here.
Yes, you have.
So now what?
A lot of pressure.
Matt?
Now what do we come up with? No, that is the question. I think we've got our work cut out for us. But, you know, we've got a great team together. Our production staff, led by Brendan Nieto, I mean, really does amazing things, very creative. And then we get a lot of help, you know, from the top two. I mean, Wayne Portello and Mike D, you know, and even ownership, you know, really are on board with everything we want to try. And so it's been great to have really a cohesive, you know, sort of thought process about let's go out there. Let's do baby photos on the board and let's try it out and see what happens.
That's
so
right.
So next year, you know, it is going to be tough. We're going to have to raise the bar. So, but looking forward to all the planning that's going to go into that, and then getting out to spring training, shooting all our video with all the players, and then getting it all ready for next April.
So you mentioned Brendan Nieto, who oversees sort of the production of a lot of that stuff. He is a big deal with the ladies. I don't know if you knew that, RJ.
TMI.
He is a big deal with the ladies.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, he's got to just say, hey, check out Upton Funk.
There you go.
I was a part of that. How many people are we talking about? I mean, you've named a lot of names, which is awesome because, I mean, I know. I'm in the office. The crew is incredible. The game day staff, the full-time staff, the part-time staff, everybody. How many people total have helped make that thing what it is this year, if you had to guess, roughly?
Really, when you come to a Padres game, there's close to about 80 people that are involved on that day-by-day basis for your in-game entertainment. And it's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, all the people in the control room, all the camera guys and girls around the stadium, and then all the editors, but also all the stats people, all the different people that we have, the public address announcer, the DJ. I mean, it's all those different items that are all together, the entertainment team, the mascots, the pod squad. And, you know, it's a well-oiled machine. It just keeps kicking every game. And so we are sad that the season's over, but looking forward to next year already. But it's like, you know, we'll see. Maybe we can add some more fun things next year where – you know, really, we could step it up even higher.
I got a funny feeling they will.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not worried about that. 80 people, man, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
None of them, of course, as big a deal with the ladies as Brendan.
Very true.
One of the 80.
Whatever you say.
Not one of the 80. All right, Matt Coy, Senior Director, Game
Good
Day
job,
Presentation.
Matt.
Thank you, sir. I
love it.
Congratulations on an awesome first year with the big board. And like we say, can't wait to see what you do
you
next
year.
You
said I own it, so I'm going to take it home with me for the offseason.
Sure.
Just going to go hang out with that in the backyard.
You go for it.
Yeah.
It'll be good for those Sunday grills, grillings.
Exactly.
I'll come over. We'll watch some football. Matt was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. No joke, though. If you're a young, single guy and you need advice or help with the ladies, Brendan is who you talk to.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a break. More Social Hour right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Thanks to Matt Coy and Dave Roberts for coming by.
And, you know, I want to say I'm just really happy about all the new shoes you've bought for yourself this year.
Two pairs.
I want to say I noticed it.
No, I know. I appreciate you noticing it.
I noticed.
You've made several comments. They're no ostrich skin boots.
Well, no, but I mean.
Are those ostrich?
Yes.
Those are nice.
But I just noticed that you had some new Zapatos on.
Thank you.
I'm good, buddy.
I'm glad you like them. You know, too much attention on the socks. I wanted to change it up.
Same socks, but.
So with the ostrich boots, the little divots or whatever, I mean, are those where the feathers were?
Yeah, those were the plumes where the feathers were.
Wow.
On the ostrich.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Real fancy.
Real
hey,
fancy.
I read an interesting thing yesterday. So you know how this year MLB, they did the big stat cast, you know, and they didn't really show it to us that much, but it's there and it's sort of being worked out, and I think it'll be a bigger thing in the future. But there was an article on MLB.com yesterday about using different stat cast measurements to determine who the true five-tool players are in baseball right now. So the guy that hits the hardest, hits the most home runs, you know, fielding, throwing, running, those are the five tools, right? But they use different StatCast stats to break down, all right, who are the true actual five-tool guys?
Okay.
So they said for hitting, you got to have an exit velocity of at least 110 miles an hour. For home runs, you got to have a distance at least on average of 425 feet or more. For fielding, a route efficiency of at least 98%. For your throwing arm, throws of at least about 85 miles per hour. For running, your top base running speed of about 21 miles per hour. So anyway, so they sort of assigned those arbitrary numbers to all of this. I know you're not impressed, but they came up with just like seven guys in all of baseball who could be considered true five-tool players.
Really?
Kind of an interesting list. The two very obvious ones at the top are Mike Trout and Andrew McCutchen.
Okay.
You're good with that, right?
I'm good with that.
Carlos Gomez, the former Brewer.
Right.
He's on the list. Yoenis Cespedes.
Ooh.
And some interesting ones. Lorenzo Cain of the Royals.
I agree.
Okay. Hunter Pence.
Yes.
And how about these last two? Ian Desmond of the Nationals. And Marcell Ozuna of the Marlins.
Ooh.
Now, smaller sample sizes this year for those guys.
Those guys, yeah.
Desmond Hurt and Ozuna, weirdly, in the minors for a good chunk of the season. But nonetheless, I thought that was very interesting. Five-tool players.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, just those seven guys, the only true five-tool players in this 2015 season.
In all these years, man, we all kind of picked our five-tool players.
Mm-hmm.
Guy that could do a little bit of everything.
That's it.
You know, that doesn't mean he can play. That just means he has five tools.
Well, I mean, most of the time, if you do all five of those things above average, you're going to be a decent baseball player.
Most of the time.
Yeah. No, so you've got some exceptions in your mind that you ran into over the years?
Yes. No comment.
A couple of these guys, by the way, are going to be free agents, Desmond and Cespedes. So, just saying. Get the cash register ready.
Yes, I would agree with that 100%.
Right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the starting lineup for this afternoon's game. And also, Randy, you and Blooper are going to choose against one another in the head-to-head challenge. It is a one-point game with four games to go.
Wow.
It is tight down
like
the stretch.
This.
Do you have what it takes to be a member of the Pod Squad? Join the Padres for the 2016 auditions November 21st for your chance to be part of San Diego's All-Star season. To apply, visit Padres.com/Pod Squad, Padres.com/Pod Squad. Who knows? Maybe Blooper will be on the Pod Squad in 2016. Take a break, come back, starting lineup when we return.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour at the AMR studio with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Let's get to a couple of tweets before we do the starting lineup for this afternoon's game. Final home game of the 2015 season. We begin it with Mikey. We were just talking all about the video board, right?
Right.
And what a year for it is. He goes, hey, I love everything about the video board. One of the best things to happen to Petco Park. But why so big? What?
Well, why not? Huh?
Come on, Mikey.
Come on, Mikey.
He might be kidding.
Be big.
I don't know. It fit the footprint.
I love it.
Yeah, no, I'm not complete. You can't have too big when it comes to a television.
That's right.
That's what I always say. Lydia also, she was here yesterday. She won the Play the Show with a Pro.
Right.
The video game with Will Myers. She lost to Will Myers, and then afterwards she made excuses. She said, well, there's a delay, or the sun was in my eyes, or there was a breeze, whatever. She says she can't stop staring at my pink socks. I'll send a pair to Paul. Her boyfriend, and he too can have pink socks like this.
That's
all right,
great.
Starting lineup for the Padres here this afternoon is presented by United Airlines. Proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United, fly the friendly skies. All right, so no Upton and no Kemp. A lot of shuffling.
Wow.
Will Myers leads off in left field. Spangenberg at second. Solarte at third. Jerko's going to clean up and play shortstop. Wallace gets a start at first and will hit fifth. Melvin Upton in center field batting sixth. Derek Norris behind the plate will hit seventh. Kennedy, eighth. And Jankowski in right field will bat ninth. You got Jankowski and Melvin, by the way. They can both cover a lot of ground.
Yes, they can.
Just from a defensive standpoint.
There's a lot of speed in that lineup.
Yes, there is. There. So we'll see if maybe that changes the way they approach things today against Taylor Youngman, another rookie starter for the Milwaukee Brewers. They got the all-rookie rotation, thank God. All right, Supercuts head-to-head challenge, Randy. We've got 4 days left of Padres Social Hour. Blooper has a one-point lead. Who is your pick today?
I'm going with Solarte.
Blooper, who you got?
Jerko.
All right. At Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail. The cut, the lines, the hot towel finish so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. Thanks to Dave Roberts for coming by. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:30. Enjoy the game.